This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Crabs. You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true? Is it bull? Woo! You decide. And that's right. Wella, 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 wella.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Welcome, 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 welcome to episode 335 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, Redline Guns, Big E's Garage, Desert Door, Sotol, Jennifer Hickman Agency, Lock Hill Feed, Pet and Lawn Supply, Nemo Graphics. Jesus. Boy. Recorded live at the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in Marion, Texas. Oh, what a happy...
Boy, we should be millionaires by now.
With all the sponsors and all the announcements I have to make, it's almost time to end it.
Yeah, it turns out we're only thousandaires.
We're dumbaires. Anyway, oh gosh, it's been so long. We had to take a two-week hiatus because of FCC violations.
STDs? Well, all right.
It's a good thing this isn't scripted, because if it was, I'd have a long-ass script.
All right, whatever.
Now I just have a long-ass.
Okay.
Anyway, we were
going to... How y'all doing there, Brussels?
Wow.
I show that y'all are listening right now.
Exactly. Happy Tuesday, December 10th. Last time we spoke with y'all, it wasn't even Thanksgiving yet, so you know it's been a couple of weeks since we were here. So I hope everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving.
I hope everybody got stuffed.
Yeah. Speaking of stuffing, it was a good time. It was kind of a quiet, laid back time. Didn't do much, just hung out at the house with the folks.
Oh, I did much.
Oh man, Longhorns since then have beaten their little brother, the Aggies, and then went to the SEC championship game and then lost to. Georgia for the second year in a row.
Yeah, several times.
Dropped several balls.
At least they didn't do so bad as the Dallas never mind.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of time for them. But
I didn't know Leon Lett played for them still.
Oh, my God. I would make that comparison. Unfortunately, Leon Lett was a champion, and he made a mistake. That dude last night, he's just a freaking chump.
Yep.
And he just dropped the ball. Just like never mind.
I heard he's playing for the Spurs now.
No. If this was during Jimmy Johnson's regime, that dude wouldn't be on the team anymore. But then again, if Jimmy Johnson was on the team, half of the people on this team
would be doing Uber Eats right now.
That's true. It's Uber Eats. I'm gonna start my own Goober Eats, and I just show up to people's house and just tell them to hear me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder. I do not have my hearing aids
what?
On. But being the best sound man, the most best deaf sound man in America, we're going to try and get through this. And everything that Goonie says, I won't be able to hear. So this is going to be so erratic and
so much,
off second base.
So much bull coming on right now.
Yeah, watch this.
Getting back to the Longhorns, did make the college football playoff. They are the number 3 seed. Well, not number 3 seed. They're the number 5 seed, but they're the number 3 team in the country.
Hey, cotton bound.
They'll be playing Clemson in the first round in Austin next Saturday.
Okay, then that should be – we should get that one.
And you know what? What's cool about that is the second round, they actually get the Big 12 champs, Arizona State. And so they've pretty much got they've got two byes into the semifinals where they'll play probably Oregon, the number one team, a supposed number one team who hasn't played anybody.
They haven't played us.
Exactly. So it looks like it's going to be another UT versus Georgia in the finals, third time as a chump, and see if they can't win
there
that championship.
Go.
And they'll show that the SEC is actually the best conference You could just put the top 10 teams in the SEC and just have a championship with them, and that's going to be the championship.
Wow!
I mean, you could even put the Aggies in there. I mean, that's how good the SEC is, that they could probably beat half of the other teams in there. It's just the SEC is the dog, and everybody else is just
there you
the
go.
Tail.
So congratulations tail. And good luck to R.C. Slocum.
Right. He's slow. He's slow.
All right.
But anyway, I hope everybody did have a great Thanksgiving, got to hang out with family and friends. We got to hang out.
I'm just now finishing turkey.
I'm done with turkey. Turkey and eggs, turkey bacon, turkey and sausage. Turkey goulash.
Right.
I even tried to make some turkey vodka. That didn't turn out as well as I think it did.
Turkey-infused vodka.
Yeah. I'll stick my turkey in just about anything.
Huh.
But, that guy knows what I'm talking about.
And they called it gobble, cobble, wobble.
Oh, yes. You know what? I like to gobble till I wobble. I was at the turkey fest, and then there was all these boys there.
Hello, Super Granny.
Oh, thank you. And so anyway, there I was bare-assed on Thanksgiving. I was watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, and I just like as always, I was naked.
So can we say our thank yous and
part
ways?
I'm very thankful for the breeze.
Okay, bye-bye.
You are the wind which flaps my cheeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you.
Super Granny, what are your plans for Christmas?
Well, I just plan to be around and make some presents.
Okay.
And then make some tortillas and some tamalitos.
How about your New Year's resolution?
Oh, yes. I resolved to do it all over again next year, and I'm not going to be very good.
Okay. As long as we can keep it that way.
I'm up to no good, pero I'm on the naughty and the nice list, for good reasons, too. You tell them, Blister.
Oh, I don't think you can say that.
Oh, I could, and I did, and I will. So there you go.
Super Granny, it's actually been a long time seeing you, and I actually missed you,
Timmy,
okay? I just want to say that. Go on record as saying, yeah, I missed you.
Timmy, I got a question for you.
You probably don't even know my name.
Timmy, I got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Got my hand up and everything.
Okay, I'm waiting.
When are you going to finish my episode, Hito?
Tomorrow.
Okay, because...
No, 4 weeks,
it's been since, like, the 4th of July, and y'all didn't even know what the hell you're doing.
Okay, 3 weeks. We'll get to it.
Okay, so...
Because right now, we're still working on the dialogue and all the storyboards for the upcoming open mic series that's going to be on Hulu.
Whatever.
Only on Paramount.
Whatever.
And Disney.
Whatever. Pero anyway, so in serio, so if you could finish that would be nice, because I'd like to save Christmas by the end of the week, too.
Grandma, this is going to be the longest episode because I can't hear a word you're saying.
I'm telling you what, I can't hear anything either, pero you know what I did hear? I was over here and then I was over there.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a go away.
Pass me the ripple. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is some good stuff.
Yeah, keep close to the phone because our little baby boy, Eastside Riley, he was a little...
Shih Tzu?
Yeah, tipsy, and he was feeling mighty low a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
But we took him to one of the animal hospitals up the street, and they took really, really good care of him.
Oh, yes.
Which, I thought about it after that. It's like, I wonder if it's a good time to start getting a pet insurance.
Wow.
Because we have Hades, it's like 200 pounds of...
Love?
Throbbing love. That
Whoa.
Boy, he's just awesome.
If I had 2 total inches, would it change your mind?
So I think maybe we should start thinking about getting some pet insurance. But, there's a reason for that, because that's part of your family.
That's right. That's
and
right.
You want to have insurance on every part
true.
Of your family.
Yeah.
And it just threw me for a loop with the cost of getting them taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's time that every employer started doing some pet insurance.
I would think so.
Why not? If people can change their genders, why can't we change the way the policies are run in business?
Wow.
That's right, I said it. We will not talk about politics.
Yes, but speaking of insurance,
all right.
I can assure you that we're going to be all right.
What about the Hickmans? Do you think they sell pet insurance?
I don't know. I think we should find out. We should have Jennifer Hickman out.
Stephen and Jen, if y'all are listening, that might be something y'all want to corner the market on, especially in Texas with land and cattle.
There are companies that have stuff like that.
Oh, they're great people too, man.
But I wonder if that is such a specialized insurance that you have to have a different general agency handling.
All
you.
I know is that the other day we went to a place called Tommy John's. Tommy John's.
Yeah.
And it's pet friendly.
Yeah.
And
great place.
Of course, it was only the same two pets that we had.
That's right.
And Mike, our bartender, is just awesome.
Yeah, he was.
Awesome guy.
Great time.
This place has been turned around, fully restored, right, and renovated.
And Eric, the general manager, great guy.
And there, yeah, exactly.
Got to talk to him for a while.
And he said the reason why the other business had gone down is because they had well over 50 different situations and claims because of dog bites and, you know, just little altercations with puppies.
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is put them on a leash for the love of Pete.
Put them on a leash. Have your little dog runs, the small dog runs.
Yeah, bud.
Have them separated just like they do at the dog co. You can't just have all the dogs together.
Yeah, you bring have to have the dog the in. Oh, dogs, here you go.
Bigger dogs in one area, smaller dogs in another area. You have a run for them to play. And then you just make sure that people watch their pets.
People were not
watching their pets. They just show up. Hey, it's pet safe. Let my dog go out and a kid wants to play with it. Yep. And the next thing you know, somebody gets bit. So now they're doing it the right way.
Well, we're supposed to be playing there pretty soon.
That's true.
Eric will get with us so we can start playing out there. It's a very, very nice venue, especially nestled right there in the middle of the airport area.
Jones Maltzburger and Thousand Oaks area.
There's driving range right next to it.
That's true.
Can't go wrong.
Bushwhackers or Bush.
Hey, watch your language.
It wasn't Bushwhackers. What was it?
It was Bushwood.
Bushwood. There you go. I was
Travis would know. He spends most of his retired days there.
Yeah, and sometimes he's just there washing his balls all day.
Whoa.
Should we go to commercial?
Don't we all?
Well, not
okay.
Bushwood.
Well, anyway.
So there I was with a weed whacker.
Okay.
And Tommy John's, great freaking place. Ice cold beer. Great food. Dog friendly, family friendly, music friendly.
Try the mango cart.
I dated her.
Beer. Oh my
god. Wow.
Gosh.
Okay. Yeah. That was That was pretty good stuff. But anyway, that'll be another place that we wanted to go to. Another place we want to tell you about is a dive bar on 6422 Babcock on December 21st. Dallas Menchaca.
Say that again. December 21st.
December
21st.
Exactly. Exactly. Another 1 week from this coming Saturday, they will be at Dive Bar for their third annual Blue Collar Christmas Toy Drive. Gonna have like a bunch of musicians come in, do a jam session,
right? Okay.
And then bringing in toys. If you can bring in toys, just
and $10 isn't there toy. A certain number of toys that you bring and you become an actual sponsor?
If you
want to
be a sponsor, you can bring in $100 worth of toys, and then you can become a name sponsor, and they'll have banners there and things like that for everybody to just have a good time and celebrate Christmas for those who don't have a Christmas, and just to actually have that there. They're partnering with a couple of communities there in the area to get toys. I think it went from like 100 and something toys the first year to over 250 to almost 500 toys this year.
Let's triple that.
Exactly. So we can and we will and we need to, because no matter how many toys are collected, there's always more that
Absolutely.
Are needed. Always
Absolutely.
More that are needed.
And I appreciate you and DJ Renation for canceling our performance down in Rockport that weekend.
Yeah.
So we can make it out there.
It was one of those things where we got the date and then it seemed familiar, and so as I put it into the calendar, I had it at the top instead of on the time. And so when I went back, I was like, dude, I got two events here on the same day. So hopefully they can get us rescheduled there after the new year. It'll be great.
Appreciate that.
We're going to have a great time. As always, just trying to help families who need it the most at this time of year. Because this is going to be a really, really depressing time of year for people, especially when they feel like they can't do something for their kids.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely
take off some of that, and hopefully we can have Dallas in here next week
to
come and talk about it.
That would be awesome. We can do that.
Every time he comes and talks, it's a good time. So he can give us some more updates on who the sponsors are. I know a lot of the sponsors from the last couple of years are still, you know, partnering with him. So they see the value in it.
Exactly. And they want to keep helping. They knew it was right.
You know, not only, it's not a matter of new sponsors come in and old sponsors leave. All the sponsors that are starting from the beginning are still there.
And
it's just adding and adding. Exactly.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's when you know you're doing the right thing, when the people who have been doing it still want a partnership with you every year after year after year. And that's kind of what our podcast does too. We haven't lost any sponsors. They just keep adding on and adding on and adding on.
We have lost friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Special shout out to Fire Station number 23s who took the ball and ran with it.
Whoa.
They are actually collecting clothes. Each one of the shifts, thank you, Captain Wayne Purcell, for spearheading that operation and collecting clothes for anything. And if you want to call us, or if you want to email us, we will find a way to get clothes picked up so we can take them over to the churches. Thank you, Shay LaRae, for opening up your Church of Hope and also the Church Under the Bridge.
Right.
Thank you for everything y'all are doing.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be out there this afternoon. Today is, what, December 10th?
December 10th,
we've
Tuesday.
We've got to make a clothing and blanket drop-off. So
absolutely.
Bring those jackets, if everybody at the C-Shift. And the A shift, and okay, be the B shift. Bring your stuff. Y'all, there's a bunch of Canadians on that shift. Bring me some clothes, bring me some socks, and we'll take them out there to the homeless, because we have a definite cold front coming in for the next couple of days, so
definitely.
Any little bit helps, dude.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Anybody who can do anything, if you can think of yourself how cold you felt on your coldest day, or if you got stuck outside for an hour or two and you didn't have your jacket, and you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. Pretty cold. Imagine not having a jacket and having to spend the night outside, not having any cover, and think about if I had a jacket, if I had this, I had that. And I've got five or six jackets in my closet. Okay, you only need one. Just take the one you want, get rid of the rest. You have one blanket.
I seem to do
get
that
another one
every year.
Yeah.
And then come March, I'm like, I don't have anything to wear.
That's right. So. Hey, but you're in a position where you can replace that, and it's like, hey, it's a good feeling knowing I don't need this. I can only use one of these at a time. Let me get rid of this, and I'll replace them at the middle of the year whenever I have to.
My next jacket is going to be made out of bison.
Oh, wow. Hello,
did you know that all this time, I was today years old when I found out that we've been calling buffaloes the wrong thing. It's not a buffalo. The buffalo wings, the buffalo bills, those are bison.
They don't really make...
Somebody they don't tell make me it buffalo. Isn't. This is truth. This isn't bull.
They don't make...
It's a bison.
They don't make wings out of buffaloes,
so,
sir.
If you're going to have bison wings, go to Buffalo Bison Wings.
Wow.
Okay? What are you going to do?
Bison Wild Wings?
All right. Try it. Even better.
I'm going to try their beer.
Okay.
And then you can try the wings.
Well, let's get on down the road then.
We'll get
try
together.
That out.
Dude, you know, how did we go through 36 and a half minutes already?
Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Oh, check this out.
Uh-oh. Shit.
What did the buffalo say to his kid when he left him?
Get out. You get a guy.
Bye, son.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Thank you. That was from Tracy Jones.
What did Goonie say to Nemo when he told jokes?
Pop, pop.
Oh, Lordy Moses. Yeah, I mean, that about does it. I mean, you know, he brought the podcast to a screeching halt. So
we'll be back again, because we got a lot of catching up to do.
We
got a long way to go in a short time to get there.
We still got to finish Super Granny's episode before she gets mad.
We got to finish our 6-part micro series.
Micro series. It's a 7-part now.
Yeah. Thanks to Momentum.
It's actually Momentum Media.
Being very patient about this situation.
Jake Fest. I promise you.
And of course, Baby Huey.
That's right.
Hughes. We're coming.
Hey, dude.
We'll be right there.
Selena y los Dinos. And a special thank you to RDV, you know, holding it down in Rockport.
Yeah, I think he took over our gig.
And I think what he's also going to do is he said to let Clark know that he's going to take his antenna off his car and whoop his ass with
That's
it.
Another story, another episode.
If y'all show up for the for the video shoot when we do reschedule it for January or February. I'm sure we're going to try to have Artie there to tell that story.
Wow.
We might even have Clark there and we try to reenact it.
That'd be nice.
Know, we can have Crime Stoppers there as well to
not
figure
again.
It out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not a party unless something gets broke.
Everybody the email out there, everybody from San Antonio and parts around the Texas,
yep.
We will go and pick up the clothes if we have to. But give America.
Yeah, you can send it directly to my email, which is greg_menchaca@yahoo.com.
Right.
We're having issues with our True Bull Virtual Cast email site. So once we get that up and running, you can have that. But if you need to shoot me an email, greg_menchaca@yahoo.com.
Wow.
And just let us know if you've got clothes, anything. We will pick it up from you, except in Brussels. We probably won't be able to get it from Brussels. But if you've got something that you want to donate to the folks here to keep them warm, anything that they can, anything you're not using, if you have anything, we'll go and pick it up or let you know where the drop-off places are for it. It would be great.
You know, I see that you've changed your voice a little bit. Are you still nursing that cough?
I am. Oh, special shout-out to Joe. Hope you get better. She got COVID.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay. She was there for the her birthday party. And apparently that's when she got sick. I don't know.
She didn't make her own party?
That's right. That's right. We brought the party. We brought the party music and the party band.
Thank you to the Villa for actually having us out there.
Absolutely.
But apparently it just didn't align with what they wanted to go forward with at their bar.
I'm going to get in line. I'm going to get in line for a beer.
We move on.
We move on.
And wait and for them to stew in their juices.
Wow. Just like
when we get our Grammy.
Just like the last time I had COVID.
All right.
So anyway, we want to thank everybody for listening again. You have been listening to episode 335 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by everybody that I told you about earlier. And we want to thank y'all for everything that you do for listening. Brussels.
Happy holidays.
Happy holiday.
Merry everybody Christmas. As you would treat your own mother.
No, don't do that.
Oh, say hello to your mother for
me. Merry Christmas is how I say it. And we just want to thank everybody who listens and continues to listen, who supports and continues to support. And we will catch you all down the road.
I love you.
No, you don't.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes.